A visit to the Carlene Bright Arboretum in the Waco, Texas area resulted in my learning some basics for establishing a butterfly garden through a program offered to public schools by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. These are basic recommendations that can work for listeners in all our broadcast areas, so I thought I'd share them with you today. A list of recommended plants includes black-eyed Susan, butterfly weed, curly parsley, Indian blanket, mealy blue sage, purple coneflower, dill, Plains coreopsis, lemon mint, and scarlet sage. By the way, if you didn't get all those written down, they'll be on our website. Additional plants that serve either as a larval host plant for caterpillars or an adult nectar source for butterflies include Joe Pye weed, gay feather, blue flax, goldenrod, yarrow, winecups, blue larkspur, and fragrant phlox. An interesting addition to your butterfly garden is a large flat rock or two for butterfly basking activities, and a patch of damp sandy soil to provide moisture and nutrients. Selecting a site is critical to the success of your butterfly garden. Look for an area that receives full sun for 6 to 8 hours a day. Make sure your site offers good drainage and is protected from the wind by a fence, wall, or hedge. Also look for a site that will not receive direct runoff from the roof after a rainstorm and is hopefully near a water faucet for ease in watering plants during dry spells. The size of your butterfly garden is dependent upon your individual needs and abilities, but a 4 by 20 foot garden bed would be adequate for all the recommended seed choices previously listed. Simple rectangles or ovals are easiest to work with and maintain, as this shape helps protect plants from trampling and provides easy access from the outside edges. When laying out your garden, place shrubs and taller plants toward the back or center, with shorter seeds sown toward the front or the outside area. Be sure to label your planted areas or keep a drawing of the site design. Once you've completed your design concept, then the real work begins. Preparing the soil will ultimately determine the success or failure of your project. Removal of all grasses and weeds is critical, as well as tilling the surface. Mix in composted manure and install edging if needed, then smooth the planting surface. Planting for our High Plains Public Radio broadcast areas will be more successful if it occurs in very early spring. Spread seeds on a very still day, as a breeze can blow tiny seeds away from the planting area. Keep your design areas marked and consider walking on the planted seed or rolling a can or bucket over them to help them make firm contact with the soil. This will help protect them from high winds and hungry birds. If you rake them in, be aware that if covered too deeply, many of the seeds may never sprout, so use a very light touch when raking. Now it's time to water and wait. Apply a light spray of water to the seeded area, being careful not to wash away the soil. The seeds must be kept moist for at least the first 2 to 3 weeks after planting. Some seeds will not germinate until the ground temperature is above 70 degrees, but others will want to get a jump start on summer and will appear soon after planting. Keep the soil moist and the weeds and grasses out, and you should have a summer success that will return each year to provide a colorful showcase that welcomes your butterfly buddies.